Lawyers are working out the final details of a tentative agreement between the U.S. government and the manufacturer of Cipro, the antibiotic that fights anthrax. The agreement with the German company Bayer will mean that the government can stockpile Cipro at a reduced cost. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The government already has enough Cipro stockpile to treat 2 million people who've been exposed to anthrax bacteria. Officials now want to add enough to treat a total of 12 million people. But the drug is expensive, nearly $2 a pill for the government, more than twice that for private individuals. So Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson has been under a lot of pressure to negotiate a better deal with patent holder Bayer Corporation. At a House subcommittee hearing yesterday, members suggested to Thompson that when he negotiated with the company later in the afternoon, he should threaten to use the emergency situation to break the company's patent and buy from other manufacturers. Thompson assured the representatives that he would drive a hard bargain.
I have indicated to the Bayer that they better sharpen their pencil very sharp before they come down here. And if they don't sharpen the pencil, they don't need to come.
The Canadian government has tussled with Bayer over the patent issue. Thompson told the representatives yesterday that he'd work hard for a deal similar to what generic manufacturers could offer.
If I can get the same price or similar price, or save the taxpayer dollars, considerable dollars, and not break the patent, I see no problem with that.
Thompson's goal was less than a dollar a pill. Another bargaining chip for him? Other antibiotics, including penicillin and doxycycline, are also effective against anthrax bacteria early in an infection, so long as the bacteria haven't been engineered to be resistant. And these drugs cost pennies a pill. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.